Your copywriting needs to be authentic in that it needs to really kind of tell the story while also maintaining that clarity of what you're trying to get across. Copywriting for businesses is so important because that's how you draw in your ideal client, and that's how you get an audience that resonates with the message you're trying to send. You are never going to have those followers on Instagram that are going to buy from you if your copywriting is not clear and concise and authentic.
The best part of an online business is that your customer can experience your services and products from everywhere in the world without you physically be there. But what does really convert traffic into sales? How can we get your brand to speak like you and not sounding like a robot? Well, the answer is great copywriting. If you don't know what copywriting is, or if you're someone who is really struggling to put your emotion into characters and writing, you might want to listen to this week's episode of A Cup of Joe, as my today's guest is Megan Garcia. Megan Garcia is the founder of Establish Agency, an incredible business that helps your brand to speak like you. So if you're someone who is really looking for those answers when it comes to copywriting, or if you really have no idea how copywriting works and how we can get your content to speak like you, well, keep on listening, take notes, download this episode and go back to it, as she's sharing so much nuggets and so many information and strategy that you can take action straight away. Now, before we get started, I am sure you are already subscribed to A Cup of Joe podcast. But if you haven't, make sure you do so straight away, as I don't want you to miss my next episode. Now, I'm sorry, but I couldn't start this week's episode without giving a shout out to Celia, which took time to really write a lovely review over on Apple Podcasts, saying, having listened to the podcast episode, Joe provides great practical advice and is definitely worth subscribing and listening to for interviews and inspiration he provides. Thank you, Celia, for sharing that. I'm really, really happy that my guests and I can really bring value to you. And, you know, I feel digital marketing can be challenging, overwhelming, and confusing sometimes. So really being able to share with you some nuggets and some kind of tactical strategies, if you will, that you can apply to your content, business, whatever you're doing straight away, I think is great. So I'm really happy that this is coming across for you and that you are finding value and inspiration from my guests and I. So thank you so much for that. I love reading your feedback, guys. So if you feel like my episode can resonate with you and you really have some incredible takeaways from it, or you kind of really want to give me just a feedback of what you think about the show, make sure you go on Apple Podcasts and leave me a review so that I can highlight you next week. And then, as you guys know, I love to know when you are tuning in. So take your phone, take a screenshot of the episode, tag me on your Instagram story so that I can repost each and every one of you. And let me know, what are your biggest takeaways of today's show?
Welcome to A Cup of Joe, a weekly podcast discussing life and business. Grab a coffee and get comfortable. Here's your host, Joseph Rubelli.
Hi, Megan. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you so much for coming on board. I'm so excited about our conversation today.
Me too. Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor.
You are most welcome. I am so happy to have you here because today we are talking about a very interesting topic, which is copywriting. So Megan is the founder of Establish Writing Agency, which is an incredible business, which we're going to dive in a little bit later on. And yeah, so today we are covering a topic that I know lots of entrepreneurs out there really struggle with, which is, you know, writing a really good copy, whether it is on your website, on your blog, or on your actual social media page. It can really be a struggle. So I would love you, Megan, to kind of dive in a little bit more about who you are, what you do, because your story is pretty awesome. So I would love your to share with our listeners a little bit more about you.
Yeah. So my name is Megan Garcia, and I live in Denver, Colorado, here in the United States. I started my entrepreneurial journey kind of on a whim. I just decided that I wanted to be an entrepreneur after working in the 9-to-5 climate and kind of being born and bred in that and really just being kind of a workhorse and being like, okay, you know, I go from my 9-to-5 and then I do this and then I do that. And I really was kind of, like I said, born and bred that way. Everyone that I know is in a 9-to-5. My parents are in a 9-to-5. I don't know any entrepreneurs. I didn't know any entrepreneurs growing up. I think the closest thing that I knew to an entrepreneur was my family that owns an upholstery business. But they still had a very 9-to-5 typical model. And so when I graduated college last year in December of 2018, I got a degree in political science and sociology. And I was just like, you know, I don't think a 9-to-5 is what is going to fulfill me. I haven't been fulfilled for a long time. I've just been doing the things that society is telling me I need to do, like going to college and getting a job and doing this. And like, I just felt like I was following the steps of a plan that I didn't even choose for myself. And so Established was born.
Fantastic. Yeah, you really touched on some points that I think lots of people out there that are thinking of setting up a business or they are kind of, you know, an early stage really can relate to. And it's about, oh, you know, I never done this before. I feel something is not right. But at some point, I feel like I've been working really hard on a 9-to-5 job and this is what I should be doing. But, you know, some point, this is what I get in every conversation with my guests. You get to the point, right, where you click and you're like, okay, this is not right. I need to open my own business. I need to do something different. So for all the people that don't really know why copywriting is important, I would love you to kind of share what you take on copywriting and why you should really focus on that in every platform and every online thing that you do.
Yes. So I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't really understand that copywriting was an industry until I really dove into entrepreneurship. And now, really, like having dove into the world of copywriting, I've been a writer my entire life, and I did copywriting for the longest time without even knowing that there was a term for it. But the biggest thing for me is that your copywriting needs to be authentic and that it needs to really kind of tell the story while also maintaining that clarity of what you're trying to get across and really hitting those emotions and things like that. And so copywriting for businesses is so important because that's how you draw in your ideal client and that's how you get an audience that resonates with the message you're trying to send. You are never going to have those followers on Instagram that are going to buy from you if your copywriting is not clear and concise and authentic.
I agree with you. And what is really coming up for me is kind of, you know, being a human, if you will, because sometimes I really see so much captions, so much website where, you know, there is definitely a insights, business insights, if you will, but there isn't really so much humanity behind it. It really looks like I am trying to interact with a robot. And that kind of brings me to my next question. What would you say right now is the biggest challenge in this day and age on copywriting?
I think the biggest challenge is that there's this idea out there that there's this one size fits all strategy and that you need to be in constant creation mode. And so everyone is like, okay, well, I need to post on Instagram 5 to 6 times this week and I need to have a new blog every week and I need to send out a new email and I need to do this and I need to do that and I need to be creating all the time. That is how you're going to burn out. And we are not copywriting just because it is a content creation does not mean that you can't perfect the wheel. There is no need to reinvent it. You can go ahead and perfect it. And so the biggest thing that I've been seeing is repurposing and repurposing content because just because you wrote something once doesn't mean that your ideal client has already seen it. It takes 7 times for someone to see something before they like actually resonate with it and they buy. And so repurposing your content is the biggest thing that I've been seeing in the copywriting world that is changing. And I'm really happy about that.
I love that. And, you know, the 7 times rule is brilliant. And You know, I really resonate with that because, you know, lots of the time people spend and consume themselves to really create constant new content. And I see this all the time. I think the rule here is 20% creation and 80% promotion, right? So it's kind of, you know, find that balance and not really burn yourself out to try to be new and engaging all the time with something new all the time, but try to really see and break down and analyze what you already did and how did that work out. If, you know, there has been engagement, there has been conversion, there has been, you know, whatever it could be, there has been a relation with your ideal client, if you will. So I think this is key, especially on social media and emails. I see this a lot. And, you know, the best, I actually sign up to some people that I follow email because I find them super engaging and I really love the way they repurpose content and it's really relatable. And as you said, strategy is key and there's no success without strategy. And it doesn't have to be original all the time. You can actually relate to somebody else's strategies but make it yours with your wisdom and with your experience and with your unique sales point. So yeah.
Yes, exactly. I think a lot of people are preaching this one size fits all, but there's so much uniqueness from each business and each entrepreneur that one size fits all approach is just not going to work. And how can you repurpose your content and how can you create a strategy that works for you and your business while still maintaining success?
I love that. And talking about strategy, I would love you to kind of share with our listeners a strategy for someone, let's say, that is not great at writing. People think they're not great at writing because they just don't know how to put what they feel and how they feel into words. And this is something that I see a lot. And I would love you to kind of share with somebody that is starting out, let's say starting a website or working on their social media content or working on their blog or whatever it could be, what would you say are the key points to bear in mind on copywriting, and even if you don't have any budget?
Yes. So if I deal with a lot of people who are just starting out in the entrepreneurial world and kind of diving into copywriting for the first time, and the main thing that I always try to get across with them is authenticity and emotion and realness. You have to be real with your audience if you want them to be real with you back. And so my signature method that I kind of work through with a lot of my new clients is the flow method. And so it stands for feel, learn, and observe, and then write. And so a lot of people have problem with writing because they feel resistance to writing. When they go to sit down and write, they're like, what do I write? What do I even, like, I don't, there's so much writer's block, and just anxiety and overwhelm and just all of those like negative feelings, so that when you sit down to write, nothing is going to come out or nothing of value is going to come out. And so,
yeah, I agree.
You have to really kind of honor your feelings and assess them and ground yourself in them and kind of work through those and then move through that process to go into the writing. And so the flow method is feel, learn, and observe, and write. And so I really am a big believer that like your authenticity cannot shine through if your feelings are not kind of in order. And so just kind of working with where you're at for that day is really important. And then learning and observing is all about understanding other copy strategies and why they are successful and how you can take those nuggets of success and implement them into your own strategy. And then the last,
yeah, I love that.
The last part is write. And so for a lot of people that have a lot of difficulty with writing, I really encourage them to go back to the feel section, because that is kind of one of those things where if you're still kind of harboring those feelings of resentment or like overwhelm or misalignment towards writing, you're not going to be able to write. The other thing that I really have been telling my clients as of recently, or any new beginners, is that if you don't feel like you can write, but you feel like you can get on your Instagram stories and talk about your offer, use the voice memo app. Talk into your phone and have it write like and transcribe into notes and see how that message resonates. There's so many, especially entrepreneurs, I feel like are so good at talking or so good at interacting with people in this like face-to-face way, or even if it's not face-to-face, whether it's on your Instagram story, you're on a live, you're on, you know, doing whatever you're doing and you're showing your face and you're talking. A lot of the time people are a lot more comfortable selling their message or speaking their truth when the words are actually coming out of their mouth. So how can you use that message that's already flowing from you so perfectly? How can you use that for your writing?
Yeah, you share so much nuggets, and I agree with you because I really do value a lot the copywriting, especially on my social media. I really invest time and energy on my caption, and I relate my pictures to my caption a lot. And ever since I started to really take the extra time to write a really good caption behind it, I really see the engagement going up a lot. But as you said, sometimes you might not feel like writing and you might have certain feelings in your head that you want to communicate in a certain way. But when you try to write them, they don't come across. But if you try to speak about it, it really helps. So you really share there something that I think is super useful. And another thing I would say I agree with is to kind of work out and break it down into points what kind of message you want to come across. So thank you for that. I really resonate with it, and I'm sure lots of listeners will. So I have a question for you that I ask to each and every one of my guests, which is 5 years from now, we having another conversation over a cup of Joe. And my question is, how is life treating you? And what would be your answer?
I would say that life is treating me well. In my entrepreneurial journey, a lot of it has been mindset work and spirituality work and things like that. And so I have lots of ideas and visions and dreams about what the next 5 years are going to look like and about what I'm going to be able to accomplish. But I know that even if I don't hit all of those milestones that I have planned out in my head, you know, that I'm still going to be happy and that life will still be treating me well.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And I'm sure the journey we established writing agency has just started. So I'm so excited to see where it's going to take you next. Talking about that, before we wrap this up, I would love you to share with our listener where they can find you. And if anybody out there needs your copywriting service, where they can get them from.
Yes. So all of my services and all of my information is hosted on my personal website, which is MeganJGarcia.com. And so there you'll find my Flow membership, which is going to be a 3-month container for beginners in the entrepreneurial world who are really wanting to craft an authentic message, who are really wanting to gain clarity, who are really wanting to get that confidence, and who are wanting to have the systems to scale. As their business grows. And so that is my biggest program that I have right now. But I also take one-on-one clients who are wanting longer copy that really resonates with their business and kind of reaches new audiences. So my website, MeganJGarcia.com. And then my Instagram is another great place to reach me, which is establish.bymegs.
Thank you so much. Well, that's amazing. So if anybody's listening, is about to start a new business, or you guys want kind of a external voice, if you will, on your copywriting or whatever you do, Megan is the right person to reach out. So make sure you do so. And if you have any question, I'm sure she would be happy to answer. So yeah, absolutely. Well, Megan, thank you so much for sharing so much wisdom and also really give us so much to think about when it comes to copywriting, because it is such an important part of your business. And, you know, you really is important to value each and every word that we type. So I am so excited that we managed to really cover so much today. Thank you so much for being on board. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This has been fun.
All right, that is it for today. Do you know when the best conversation happened? Actually, after the show. So I want you to go over on Facebook and look for my new community out there. It's called Empower You, Uplevel Your Content and Your Business. This is where I empower young entrepreneurs just like you to discover and embrace their zone of genius. This new growing community is the right place for you if you are an entrepreneur looking for ways to connect with your tribe, or if you have an incredible idea that you know you can turn into a business and you're looking to connect with the right people. covering topics such as marketing, PR, online branding, website, and so on. If anything like this resonates with you, come and join us. I will see you same time, same place next week.